Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, B-Fan Podcast. Thank you for tuning in, and as always, thank you for giving me your time. Today is sort of like a solo episode, and I'm going to start doing these anytime I got something that's bothering me inside my head. What's been bothering me lately is that I hear negative thoughts in my head, and it starts to take a toll on my outward emotions or how I'm feeling at that moment in time. And one thing I'm learning to do is not deny those negative thoughts, but sort of tell them no. When a negative thought arises in my head, I say out loud, no, I do not accept this thought. This is not something that is true, and it is made up, so therefore I rebuke it. Or something like that. I might not use that bigger language, but you get the point. And another thing that I've been noticing is that I'm always in search of more sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes I feel like I'm always in search of more. More of this, more of that, more experiences, more money. You know what I'm saying? More clothes. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I feel like I don't work with what I have for long enough. It's almost a sense of being ungrateful for what I have in the moment. And I think that's just something that humans do, and humans will be humans, but it's something that I really want to stay away from because it is a bad habit. That is something that is learned, and that's something that is natural, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know what I mean? That is a learned habit. And if it's a learned habit, you can unlearn it. So what I've been doing for that lately is just saying, not even saying, but just looking around my room and looking at the things that I own and things that are now in my possession and saying, how long ago was it that you were asking for this exact piece, just to be vague? And I'll think back and say, wow, I remember being a child asking for this, asking for that, not being able to receive it. And now it is in my possession. And now that I have it in my possession, I'm looking for something to replace it. That's not how it should go. I need to be more grateful for the opportunities that I've been given. I need to be more grateful for the things that I own. I need to be more grateful for the people that I have in my life. I feel like sometimes in my life, it's always cut and paste and replace. You know what I mean? Sometimes it never just feels like I just want something to be there. Sometimes I just have something and I want to move to the next thing. Just because I feel like if I move to the next thing, I'll be on this sort of emotional high. And once that high goes away, I dispose of whatever it is that I had in my possession to get something new. In the grand scheme of things, that's fucked up. Because life will start to move at a pace so fast that by the time I look around or turn around at the end of my life, I realize how much I missed out on because I wanted to get out of a situation so fast and so quick. I wanted to be something so bad that I didn't take the time to be what I was in the present moment. Sometimes it becomes hard to wrap your mind around things that just seem so simple, but yet are so trivial at the same time. And saying that out loud right now, I feel like I just said a whole bunch of bullshit. But if it resonated with you, kudos to you. But yeah, I don't want to make this episode any longer than I have to. I just want you to understand that you can do the same things in your life. Look around you and say, what is something that I asked for so long ago and I have now that I don't really pay attention to? And look at that object, that thing, or that person and say, wow, I'm so grateful to have you. And just feel it. And once you just feel it in your gut or in your heart, just say thank you. Thank whatever you believe in. Let that be God or the universe or just yourself. Thank it. and really appreciate it for what it is. Yeah.